Blog Talk Radio.
Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Listen.
This is Empower the Spirit with Dr. Douglas Kelly.
Welcome to the first edition of Empower the Spirit. I'm your host, Doug Kelly. Today is June 6, 2010, and this first episode is dedicated to the memory of F. Richard Kelly, also known as Dad, who would have been 78 years old today. I miss you, Dad. I welcome everybody to the show. Glad to have you on this first episode, either by live broadcast or by the archive. Before we get into the meat of the material, let me just tell you a little bit about what the show is going to include in future episodes as well as today. Empower the Spirit is a weekly broadcast of the Metaphysical Church of Humanistic Science. Of course, MHCHS's mission is to explore, empower, and empower the human spirit. This show is going to address all types of metaphysical topics with a focus on practical life skills. It's a show about enhancing the human condition. It will address spirituality issues as well as physical and practical life skills. Each week you can ask questions in the chat room or you can call in if you wish. You can even email me questions during the week if you would like to, and I'll give you that address at the end of the show. Today's topic is, are you star material? We're going to address how you can take your power back in life, a little bit on self-esteem, in fact, a lot on self-esteem. And again, if you've got questions in the chat room, I'll try to address those, or if you call in, I'll try to get to that as well. I am broadcasting from my patio, so you're going to hear songs of nature and birds, and it can be uplifting. And so if you hear some background chatter, just know that it's the birds who already know that they are star material. So let's get into our topic. Are you star material? You know, life has a way sometimes of kind of beating us down, doesn't it? Life and circumstances. Sometimes our self-esteem can take a real hit. Of course, this is common in bad relationships. But it's really common throughout the world. I mean, so many people have low self-esteem to one degree or another. And here's the thing, you know, when our self-esteem is low, our power takes a hit. I mean, we lose our power. We have low self-esteem, our power is lost. And so today's episode is really about what we can do about that and kind of taking a look at things in a new perspective, maybe a different perspective than you've had in the past. In doing some research for this episode online, I came across a post of a young gal who was interested in being an actor, and she posted to this acting group that she was required to do a resume, and they also wanted her to write down why she was star material. And so she's on this forum asking, you know, what do I write? She got a couple of responses that are poignant. First response was somebody who was in the acting business and really encouraged her. Yes, you are. You know, you have to really rise up to the challenge. You know, you need to know that you are, and really a nice, empowering message. Another poster basically told her that if you need to ask us whether you're star material, you're not. Interestingly, two different responses, and they're kind of both right. Although, you know, it's not always good to be too direct, but the fact is that we need to know why we're star material. And, of course, star material has two connotations, which we're going to discuss. Do you know, and know that you know, that you're star material? Well, let's look at one connotation of this concept, are you star material? Kind of a literal one. The actual answer to are you star material is yes, and again, in more ways than one. It's an objective fact of science that everything in our universe was formed from the clouds of interstellar dust, which we call stellar nurseries. There's a lot of them. In addition to every element known to science, this includes every person of every color or gender who has ever existed or who will ever exist. We are quite literally made of the stuff of stars. Some people call it stardust. If we are made of the stuff of stars, literally star material, star dust, if that's true, which it is, in this case, can we really say that one human being is inferior to another, or one human being is superior to another? We can't really, can we? Interestingly, all human bodies naturally contain heavy metals, such as zinc and copper and others. And did you know that these materials can only be formed through a supernova explosion? Now, this opens up kind of a side issue here. It's a fascinating issue. I mean, think about our solar system and where it came from. It came from that star material, that star dust. But, you know, it wasn't the first one. When the solar system, or the universe, rather, was formed, there wasn't these heavy metals. They were light metals or light particles, light elements. And the interesting side point to this whole thing is that there was a solar system here prior to ours, and it existed for billions of years. And then the star went supernova, or more than one star went supernova, and that produced these heavy metals, which gave our solar system a start. It provided the basic elements and materials for creating everything that you see, including yourself, everything, your house, the animals, the planet, the solar system, everything came from that and can only come from that. I mean, I think personally this is fascinating. We are literally made of the same stuff, all of us. So how can we reason that we are perhaps not as good? Or how can we look down upon ourselves and compare ourselves to others? You know, that's where a problem arises as well. When we compare ourselves to others, that's just not healthy. You know, you are who you are. You know, you are a unique individual, and you really shouldn't be comparing yourself to others, because essentially you're comparing apples to oranges. We're not all the same, and it's our unique differences that make us special. Think of a scene that you've seen somewhere, maybe a beautiful, picturesque mountain scene. You look at it. Or how about the autumn colors, the fall colors? Have you looked at those and you see all the variety of colors and things? Now, can you imagine seeing all that in black and white? If you did, there's no contrast. There's no difference. And it loses its beauty. Well, that's kind of like us. We are different. We contrast each other. And we need to embrace the differences in each other. But we also need to embrace that we are unique and special. Let's take a look at this whole concept of are you star material from a different vantage point. Let's talk about it from a self-acceptance point of view. Now, if you've been exposed to any of my previous material, you'll know about leadership. Now, paragon simply means a model of excellence. The life leadership paragon includes three vital skills that you must possess if you're going to be successful in anything in life. And these three skills synergistically create a fourth skill. The three skills are self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will. Now, these three create the fourth skill of self-completeness. I want to focus today on self-acceptance. Self-acceptance simply means to accept yourself just as you are, right here, right now, warts and all, as Shakespeare said. It means that when you look yourself in the eye, in the mirror, you accept all that you see. Lack of self-acceptance or low self-esteem as I've mentioned, is really a pandemic undercurrent to most of humanity. You know, so many people exist with these feelings of low self-esteem just under the surface that kind of flow, and it's sad. Let's see what we can do about that. Self-acceptance means don't take yourself too seriously. So often when we take ourselves too seriously, that's where these feelings begin to arise. We need to learn to laugh at ourselves. And I mean really laugh at ourselves. Be down to earth. How about this one? Are you a perfectionist? If so, know this. Nobody can please you. Not even you. It is true that some things in life need to be done just so in order to get the desired effect. But other things don't have to be done just so. Adequate is enough. And learning to know the difference is literally an art form. So if you're a perfectionist, you need to stop it, to use an old term. Don't take yourself so seriously. Understand that not everything has to be done just so. Some things are adequate. And if you're like me, a recovering perfectionist, you learn that art and you don't take yourself too seriously. When you accept yourself, you understand something very basic and profound. You understand that you are entitled to the same good things in life, same as anyone else, no more, no less. It means, when you accept yourself, that you don't make excuses for yourself or make excuses for inaction, such as, well, I'm not smart enough, I'm not educated enough, I am not experienced enough, or whatever it happens to be. So many people make these excuses. Well, that's the way I was brought up. You know, as adults, we can no longer make those excuses. We have free will. We have the power of choice as adults. And if we don't like where we see ourselves, we have the ability, the moral right, to change where we are. So don't use those excuses. So often in coaching sessions, people will give me one excuse after another. They'll give me one reason after another why they cannot do something. And I tell them, I don't want to hear all the reasons why you can't. I want to hear all the reasons why you can. Having a proper view of yourself, accepting yourself, also means to have a proper view of perfection and mistakes. So here's a question for you. Are you perfect? Well, most people, when they hear that question, will say, no. No, I'm not perfect, quickly. And so here's a little bit of a follow-up question. Is there anybody else on this planet as perfect as you are, at being you as you are? And a lot of people, when they hear that question, will say, no, there's nobody as perfect at being me as I am. But, you know, I'm perfectly perfect at being me, which is kind of a qualified statement. Well, consider this. When we are born, we are programmed, conditioned, and sometimes even brainwashed to strive for what? You got it. Perfection. But on the other hand, there's something we know we can never attain as human beings. What is it? Right. Perfection. Do you not see a bit of a dichotomy here, a bit of a conflict? Do you see that so often we're striving for something which is unattainable for us? And we call that what? Setting ourselves up to fail, don't we? Honestly, how much logical sense does this make to strive for something which is unattainable? Honestly, it makes no sense at all. Let me tell you about perfect people. Perfect people strive to be better tomorrow than they were yesterday. Perfect people don't think that they're any better than anyone else, but they are also no worse. Perfect people are a perfect work in progress. Perfect people are perfectly themselves, and they're getting better every day. So tell me now, are you perfect? Some of you will think, yeah, okay, maybe I'm perfect. Others will say, no, they still are not convinced. And I've had all kinds of responses when I ask that question. Every now and then, I will meet someone who has that level of self-acceptance necessary to understand what I'm talking about when I ask them, are you perfect? And when I ask the question, they don't say, yeah, I'm perfect. They answer more like, hell yes, I'm perfect. What's wrong with you? Duh. Are you kidding me? You know, see, they get it. They understand where I'm going. They are perfect, and so are you, in the only way perfection can be understood. That old, tired-out concept of perfection that we all know is nothing more than a mere fantasy. It's an ancient, disabling belief system designed to control and manipulate through guilt and shame. Why? Because you're never quite good enough, are you? Can you identify with these feelings? So often we think we're never quite good enough. We don't quite measure up. And so often it's when we compare ourselves to other people too. But the fact is, you are good enough. And you do measure up. You are literally made of star material. Don't buy into that debilitating concept of perfection, the old one. It's nothing more than a ruse. It's not real. You are perfect. Some people will counter this, though, with the expression like, but I make mistakes. How can I be perfect? Well, my answer to that is, you make mistakes? Cool. Welcome to the human race. We all make mistakes because mistakes are inherent to human nature. You cannot be human and not make a mistake. It's who we are, what we do. It's part of, just part of us. And we don't want to take ourselves too seriously here either. Do you kick yourself ruthlessly sometimes for making a mistake? Well, think about this little perspective. If making mistakes is inherent to our nature, it is who we are, then do you realize that by kicking yourself ruthlessly for making a mistake, you are literally denying your human nature, your humanness? Don't deny your humanness. Embrace it. Go out and make a mistake today. I'm just kidding on that one. You can't remove mistakes from a human being. So let's learn how to look at those and address mistakes. When you make a mistake, handle it in a healthy manner. Number one, accept responsibility for it. Number two, learn the lesson in the mistake. I mean, obviously, that's what mistakes are for, right? To learn the lesson. And the only mistake in a mistake is not learning the lesson. Number three, make amends if necessary. Sometimes this is possible, and frankly, sometimes it's not possible. But try. Make amends if necessary. And four, move forward guilt-free. You can't harbor the guilt. When you make a mistake, you are giving something that you cannot buy anywhere at any price. It's called experience. Mistakes is how we learn in life. It makes us real life human beings. I also want to make a comment or two on guilt and the harboring of guilt. So many of us harbor guilt to one degree or another. But I'm here to tell you something very profound, and I want you to remember this. There is no value in guilt, period. Let it go. Guilt is a pointless, valueless human emotion. When we harbor guilt, and think about the term harbor, think about a ship in safe harbor. It's protected from the elements. When we harbor guilt, we are giving guilt free rein over our very souls. And you know what guilt will do? It will eat you alive from the inside out. It literally will. And it does no good. You know, so you've made a mistake in life? Fine. Join the human race. Unless you're guilty of crimes against humanity, you need to release it. And you need to intentionally release that guilt. You need to verbally say it or mentally say it. Whatever you're harboring guilt on, let it go. So you made a mistake. Fine, we all do. What did you learn from it? Did you learn anything from it? And hopefully you did. And therefore, you don't make the mistake again, right? That's the point of mistakes. All right, let's talk about how you can work to build your self-esteem. So far, we've talked about how we're all literally made of star material, stardust. It's who we all are. Everything is made from it. Therefore, there is no superiority or inferiority of any person. And we cannot look at people as inferior simply due to their beliefs, or superior for that matter. So let's focus on some ways of building your self-esteem and reclaiming your power. The first step that I'm going to mention is focus on you. Validate yourself. I submit that there really is no such thing as low self-esteem. If you think about it, self-esteem means to esteem or value yourself. Well, people with what we might normally call or say has low self-esteem, they are really people who base their self-worth on external expectations and validation. Let me repeat that. People who we would say have low self-esteem base their self-worth on external expectations and validation. In other words, they only feel good about themselves when they're doing what other people expect, such as bosses, or religious leaders, or parents, or family members, or somebody else. In reality, this is not low self-esteem. This is them-esteem, isn't it? When people validate themselves based on external things, expectations, that is, they really are esteeming other people more than they are themselves, aren't they? So we don't call it low self-esteem. We call it them-esteem because that's who they're esteeming, others. On the other hand, people with self-esteem base their self-worth on internal expectations and validation. In other words, people with self-esteem don't need other people to validate them. They don't need other people to make them feel important. They feel important in a healthy way because they are. They understand they are star material. They know who they are. They accept themselves for who they are. And furthermore, they accept that what is. And you cannot change things unless those things are with you. You can't change other people, of course. People with self-esteem know who they are. They know why they are who they are. They're striving to get better every day. They are perfect, even as we all are. We're all in our own timeline, so to speak, making our own progress toward self-actualization or self-completeness or that perfection. So don't have them esteem. Ask yourself, in what ways are you looking to others to validate you, to make you feel important? If you are looking for the recognition of others, such as family members, religious leaders, close friends, yeah, that's a cause for concern. You need to stop that. Instead, focus on you. Validate yourself. Don't look to others for your own self-worth. Another method of building your self-esteem is focus on the positive. Learn how to pat yourself on the back once in a while. It's perfectly fine to pat yourself on the back, isn't it? So often we are raised with this concept that we should denigrate ourselves, that we should be lowly, we should put ourselves down. That's not healthy at all. I love the comment by Dr. Nathaniel Brandon. He was a pioneer in the field of self-esteem. He wrote, "Of all the judgments we pass in life, none is more important than the judgment we pass on ourselves." That's a good one, isn't it? Make sure that the judgment you pass on yourself is fair, because usually it's not. Whenever we kick ourselves, we're not being fair and we're not being real. Learn to take a compliment. Many people can't take a compliment. It's okay to be complimented. You do something, people compliment you, you say thanks. You know, it's not hard at all. So we've talked about two things so far. Validate yourself. Don't have them esteem. Have self-esteem. You know, base your own self-worth on internal expectations and validation. Secondly, learn how to pat yourself on the back. It's just fine to say, "I did a good job. I'm good at this." It's not an egotist thing. It's not narcissistic. It's healthy. And I'm not talking about thinking you're better than other people, because you're not. You're no different. We're all the same. A third tip or tool for improving your self-esteem, taking your power back, is this one. This is a good one. Find something to be proud of yourself for each day. Can you do that? Ask yourself every day, what did I do today that I'm proud of myself for? Now, here's an exercise. After the program, take out a piece of paper. Write down some things that you did today that you're proud of yourself for. Now, if you haven't done anything that you think you're proud of yourself for, then I want you to write down things that you like about yourself. Just make a list. In fact, take 1 minute, try to write down at least 5 things you like about yourself or 5 things that you're proud of yourself for, something like that. It's perfectly fine to be proud of yourself, just as it was perfectly fine to pat yourself on the back. See how many things you can come up with. Now, I've had people who couldn't come up with 5 things in 1 minute. I've had people who come up with, 15 or 20. They really like themselves. But that's fine. See what you can come up with. Find something each day to be proud of yourself for. You want to know another really good application of this? Here it is. If you've got young children, especially ones maybe you read bedtime stories to, every day ask them, "Sweetheart, what did you do today that you're proud of yourself for?" Do you think by doing this for your children every day or asking your older children the same question, don't you think you'll be instilling precious self-esteem? You absolutely will. And self-esteem is one of the greatest gifts a parent can give to their children. Find something to be proud of yourself for each day. Stand tall, hold yourself, your head high, stand erect, be proud of yourself. We've talked about a number of things this morning on this brief program. We're coming to an end here. We've got just a few minutes left. And let's reiterate, are you star material? The answer to that is absolutely, in more ways than one. You're literally made of the same stuff we all are, star material, stardust. So there is no difference in equality. We're all equal. And we're all entitled to the same good things in life, no more, no less. So don't forget that. Find something to be proud of yourself for each day. Don't forget you are perfect, right? And I hope you're saying something like hell yes to that question. Don't forget who you are. Now, next week I will discuss more topics such as this. I'm going to get into the 9 principles of belief of the Metaphysical Church of Humanistic Science. We'll be starting with the concept of do no harm and do right. And I hope you'll join me. That's next Sunday at 11 a.m. Central Time. Until then, you're welcome to email me your questions. If you have questions you want to ask on relationships, on life, on any kind of practical life skill, such as communication skills or leadership skills or self-leadership or anything like that, you're more than welcome to send your questions to admin@mchschurch.org. And I invite you to visit our websites, the Metaphysical Church of Humanistic Science, mchschurch.org. It's there also on your screen. And there's a growing list of things. If you like what you've heard here on this program, I invite you to join the church. It's free. We also offer courses on the Metaphysical Institute, and you can find that at metaphysicsinstitute.org. There's going to be some degree programs coming out this summer. I really appreciate the time that you've taken to join me this morning. I hope that you found it to be of some value. And that pretty much wraps up this first edition of Empower the Spirit. Please join me next Sunday at 11 a.m. for another empowering topic. Until then, this is Doug Kelly encouraging you to listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Thanks for listening. Have an awesome day.
This has been Empower the Spirit with Dr. Douglas Kelly. To learn more about the concepts presented in this program, visit mchschurch.com. To take a metaphysics course or to get your metaphysics degree, visit metaphysicsinstitute.com.
Empower the Spirit is a production of the Metaphysical Church of Humanistic Science, Incorporated. Copyright 2010. Visit us on the web at mchschurch.org.